black men sent to war against people of color. It has happened more than once in American history, and in an all but forgotten footnote to that history, it happened in the Philippines during the late 19th century exercise in territorial acquisition known as the Spanish-American War. That's when the legendary Buffalo Soldiers of the U.S. Cavalry were set against revolutionaries in the Philippines. It's the background to Buffaloed, a premiere play at Kumukahua, and its author, Jeannie Baroga, is with us this morning. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
You obviously saw a great many historical ironies in this story. They're not hard to find, are they?
Oh, yeah. When I first came across that footnote I call in history, it just catapulted me into researching it more and more and coming up with a story that would make sense for this time and for my type of historical subject matters.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's set the stage. The Buffalo Soldiers were freed slaves set up in the U.S. Cavalry right after the Civil War.
Cavalry and infantry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Descendants of the so-called colored troops of the Civil War, right?
Right. And there's actual posters that recruited them. It said, fight for your own freedom, join us in the North and fight against the South. And that was the inception of the Buffalo Soldiers.
And they were sent to war against whom?
Well, after the Civil War, they were sent to fight Indians on the plains, mm-hmm. and there were 38 reported wars against the Indians between the end of the Civil War and 1899 when they were sent mm-hmm. over. So some of the wars they did fight in, and they were called Buffalo Soldiers because my version that I choose to espouse is that the Indians were impressed by their fighting abilities and named them after their favorite animal, Katanka, buffaloed. Though some people believe that the other idea was that it was because of their woolly hair.
Well, they ended up in the Philippines, and what was the situation in the Philippines when they were sent there?
Well, circuitously, first going through the Caribbean because of the bombing of the USS Maine, they were instrumental in actually saving Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders on San Juan. Mm-hmm. And they rescued them there, figured that, okay, they are such great fighters and they are brave and they can stand hot weather. They sent them to the Philippines, four companies. Two cavalry, two infantry, between June and November of 1899.
To fight against whom?
The Filipinos, who were trying to, again, regain control of their own country after over 300 years of rule by Spain.
Mm-hmm. So we were obviously on the side of the power structure, if you will.
Yes, because at that
point, we wanted to be the power structure.
Yes, they wanted to be an imperialist nation like all the big boys, and Spain was fading. They couldn't monitor all the territories that they used to be able to. Mm-hmm. The Filipinos were particularly ferocious, let's say, in their resistance, and they said, we can't take this anymore. And so essentially there was a backdoor deal. The U.S. bought the Philippines from Spain for $20 million.
And then had to suppress a revolution.
Yeah, well, after telling them that, no, we're really fighting for you, and then realizing that, no, we've decided we'll be your protectorate. So there was a change of plans.
So in the play Buffaloed, members of the Buffalo Soldiers, black Americans, have second thoughts about their mission, right?
Yeah, because this was less than, it's just a little over 30 years from their own release, emancipation after a civil war, and they were questioned too by actual Filipinos saying that why are you doing this after you've just regained your own freedom to want to put yourself in a position of being responsible to inflict more slavery on people you don't even know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what kind of records did you work from to tell this story?
I actually found two large volumes of actual cable and telegrams between the U.S. military in D.C. and Manila during that particular period, 1899 to 1902. And a lot of them really list the number of casualties because they were dealing with scarlet fever, typhoid fever and malaria. And most of the men that they sent over, of the 126,000 that were sent over, were at least 40% in the hospital. So they were losing money. They were losing men. Dr. Walter Reed decided that that was the war he was going to make an example of how to treat foreign diseases, mm-hmm. especially for the military. So he reduced it from 40% to about 15%.
But it was hard fighting. It was jungle fighting.
Oh, yeah.
It was tropical fighting. It was
right.
many kinds of fighting that we really, as a regular army, our cavalry, infantry or cavalry, had not seen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were fighting in the Caribbean, and they realized there was a different way of fighting there because of the weather and even what they wore. The wool uniforms had to be replaced by light cotton duck material, which was funneled down to the colored soldiers after its use by the regular soldiers.
Yeah.
And so by the time they reached the Philippines, they were looking at a different way of fighting, a different way of what to wear, all sorts of things that are now, as I mentioned to you earlier, in the U.S. Marines manual on how to fight small wars.
Mm-hmm.
They learned a lot of that from the Philippine War for Independence, which is not the Spanish-American War.
Well, the internal conflicts of the Buffalo Soldiers themselves, you know, based in large part on their race, on their place in the society, are between doing well mm-hmm. as a member of the United States military.
Showing their muster and their proof.
And going against your conscience because, mm-hmm. you know, the Buffalo Soldiers are remembered as a heroic unit for their military successes.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So there are a lot of things to be proven, let's say, on their part, but also against their own moral fiber. This is a small number, as it is today, the reported defectors, they would call them defectors, and as opposed to deserters. It's interesting that the change of that term has morphed, let's
yeah.
say. Yeah.
Well, any number of dramatic ironies for you to work with in your play.
Mm-hmm. It was mid-1990s when I first started throwing notes in a folder, and probably another 10 years before I realized, okay, now is the time to really write it because I had other projects going on. But at that point, I approached a African-American artistic director in the Bay Area, and I said, we need to work together because I was the artistic director of Asian American Theater,
mm-hmm.
and it just seemed like a good fit. And when I asked him, I said, do you know about the Buffalo Soldiers in 1899 in the Philippines? He, like many others, said no.
Yeah.
So that to me was another reason to make it a subject worthy to tell on stage and spread more information about. It's a misunderstood war.
That it is. Thank mm-hmm. you so much, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie Baroga is the author of Buffaloed, a Hawaii premiere play at Kumu Kahua that runs from January 26th till February 26th at Kumu Kahua Theater in downtown Honolulu.